Here's the editor of Lenswork Publishing, Brooks Jensen.
Isn't it interesting how some lessons we learn in photography seem to last forever? That is to say, we just never forget them because the lesson was so frustrating, the lesson was so valuable, the lesson was so hard won. Well, I remember one weekend back in my 20s when I was first getting started in photography, and I had been out and photographed something and developed the negative and made the contact sheet, and amongst all the contact sheets that I had, I wanted to make an enlargement of that particular negative. And I'll be darned if I could find it. Somewhere it existed because I had the contact sheet of it. And it was one of those images that I didn't remember photographing. So I wasn't even sure where I was or what I was thinking about when I photographed it. Bubbled up from my subconscious. So that made it even more difficult to find because I didn't even know where. And the other images on the contact sheet didn't help me at all. And I hadn't really developed my organizational skills for my negatives. So the bottom line is, I spent most of a weekend searching for that stupid negative in all kinds of places where I was stashing away things. And I never did find it. It took me, I don't know, it might have been 6 or 8 months later before I found the negative and went, oh, there's the damn thing. I wasted all kinds of my very precious creative time, because I didn't have a lot of time back then to do photography. I wasted that time just looking for the negative. And I immediately decided I needed to have an organizational skill so that I could find whatever I was looking for. Little did I realize I was laying the foundation for tens of thousands of digital files, which is what I now have. And finding any given image is still the challenge today that it was back then, except for the organization that I've layered into my storage system so that I can more easily find things. And that's what I wanted to talk about today, is organization. That doesn't seem like a very important part of our creative life, but I think it is. I think it's an incredibly important part of our creative life. Because unless you have unlimited creative time is, it's a precious commodity. It's special. So any time that we invest in organizing our life is time that comes back to us in terms of our actual artistic productivity. So here's the way I want to approach this. Just as a thought experiment, forget how you currently organize your files. Maybe you're perfectly satisfied with the system. But let me ask you just to set that aside for a minute and go through a simple thought experiment. This only takes a couple minutes, and it might be very illuminating. Let's imagine that you were in charge of organizing the books in a major public library, that somehow they were totally random, and you were challenged with developing an organizational system to put them in the library shelves so that people could eventually find them. Well, that's the first clue. The objective is that people can eventually find them. And it's against that challenge that all measure of this thought experiment takes place. Can you develop an organizational system for those books that will simplify for lots of people for a long period of time finding the individual books? Well, let's think about what the alternatives were. And this introduces a concept called the first order of organization. What would be the first order of organization? Well, again, just for my thought experiment here, you could organize them all by physical size. So the smallest book in the library was first, and then they got progressively bigger as the shelves moved from left to right, top to bottom, around the corner, etc. Well, that'd be a way to organize. It'd be an easy way to store the books because if you wanted to find where a book goes, all you have to do is compare it to the books that are on the shelf, find the right size, slip it into place. But of course, that would be an absurd way to organize a library if anybody wanted to find something, because if someone came into the library and said, I want to find this book, the first question you would have to ask is, What size is it? Well, no one knows that information, and that becomes our second clue. The first order of organization has to send people in the right direction to begin the hunt, but it also has to be the way people think. So the organization, be it books in the library or your negatives or digital files on your computer, the first order of organization needs to be how people think, not something that is a characteristic of the item itself. Rather than organize all your books by physical size, or by color, or by page count, or by publisher, these are all interesting organizational schemes that would organize the library, but they wouldn't make it very easy to find what you're looking for. We could organize all the books in the library by author, or we could use the Dewey Decimal System and organize them by subject. And essentially, that's exactly what libraries do. They organize the literature, the fiction, the novels, all by author's last name, because that's how most people think. I'm looking for Jane Austen. I'm looking for Robert Jordan. And with that piece of information, they can relatively easily go to where the book should be located, assuming it's kept organized. In the nonfiction books, libraries always organize by the Dewey Decimal System because that's by subject. And again, that's how people think, is by subject. Okay, with that as premise set aside, let's talk about how those organizational ideas pertain to our negatives or our digital files. The way Adobe wants you to do it, at least the way I've seen suggested most often, is to organize all of your files by date. So you import them and put them in date folders. I've forgotten now. That may even be the default for importing. But it's the way a lot of people recommend that you organize your files is by date. That method of organization might be perfect for you, but it would be a total disaster for me. I can hardly remember the year I was born, let alone the year I made some photograph, or the year I traveled to China for the third time, or that second time that I went to Capitol Reef. Ask me what dates those are, I don't have the foggiest idea. I can't tell you the year, I certainly can't tell you the day. I might be able to tell you the month, because when I think about the pictures that I'm looking for, the time of year might come to mind. But wouldn't that be a silly way to organize our digital files by the month in which they were photographed? So this brings us back to the question, what is the first order of organization? Because that first order of organization is so critical to try to match the way you think with the organization of your library. How do you think about your images? If you're a wedding photographer, maybe you think about the bride and groom's last name. That may be way more important than the date, in which case then your Lightroom catalog might be organized by client. For example, that would seem to me to be way more important than to organize them by location of the wedding. You might remember the location of the wedding, but then again, you might not. So if you're looking for those files a year, two, five, ten down the road, what are you likely to remember? You're more likely to remember the client's last name than the location. On the other hand, I do a lot of landscape photography, and more often than not, I remember the location first, rather than the year, rather than the subject, rather than who I was with, rather than the camera that I was using. I remember the locations. Oh yes, I was photographing in North Dakota, or I was photographing in Joshua Tree National Park. And so it makes most sense for me to organize my files that way. But of course, if I organize my files strictly by the name of the location, then they're going to be in alphabetical order. And that gets particularly complicated with the file structure on my hard drive, because if my hard drive and its files and folders are all organized alphabetically, it's going to separate all those images that went together in that trip in Japan of 2009. So in order to keep all of those things together, the best method I've come up with, there may be better methods, but this is the one I use, is I number every shooting session, if you will. And I use a four-digit number, starting with 1111, and the next file folder is 1112, followed by the location name. So 1111 might be Yellowstone. 1112 might be a subfolder of Yellowstone called the Mud Pots, or 1113, Yellowstone Buffalo, etc. Now I can do a text search on all those folders if I'm looking for Yellowstone or Buffalo or whatever. And because all the file names are prepended with a sequential number, they'll all be together as everything I shot that time that I was at Yellowstone. So for me and the work that I do, particularly because it's so dominated by landscape work, that the organizational system of location or shoot or sometimes the trip that I made makes sense. If I were doing abstracts in the studio, see, I don't think that would work at all. They'd all be studio shots, in which case, if everything is a studio shot, there's no organization whatsoever. So if you do primarily still lifes in the studio, you may have to come up with a completely different kind of first order of organization. It's however you remember or are likely to remember down the road. So think, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, what am I going to remember most powerfully? Is that going to be my wedding client, the location I was photographing in the landscape, the project I was working on in my studio, possibly even the book that I was working on? There's lots of ways you could do this. But keep in mind, the ultimate objective is, how am I likely to sort in my own mind and remember the various projects, the various locations, the various people that I was working with at the time? And I would suggest that date is way down the list in terms of priorities. Unless you have a completely different kind of memory than I do and you remember dates as the primary thing, your first order of organization is likely to be something other than the date. I wouldn't be surprised that a lot of you are ahead of me in terms of the next step in this process. And that is, maybe the date becomes the prepended number that helps you keep your files in organizational sequence by time. And that's precisely what I did with my negative files, is I would number them the two digits of the year, the two digits of the month, the two digits of the date, and then the name of the location that I was photographing. So it might have been 89-09-15, the Steens Mountains in Southeast Oregon. That hybrid method allows you to search for a negative or a digital file by date if you remember the date, or at least the year in which you photographed it. But if you don't, then you've got the text, in my case location, but might be something else for you. You've got text you can search for too. Either way, that method of organization gives you a jump start to finding the individual work that you're looking for. And then one final word. I know a number of photographers who have multiple Lightroom catalogs to help solve this problem, which I understand the logic for, but it can be cumbersome switching from one Lightroom catalog to another Lightroom catalog, but it would be possible, for example, to put all of your landscape work in one Lightroom catalog, all your wedding work or portraits in another Lightroom catalog, all your still life projects in another catalog, and then when you're looking for a given negative or a given print that you want to make, you go to the appropriate catalog first. And then within its file structure, you'll find you may have different first orders of organization. Like I say, last name in your people catalog, location in your landscape catalog, project in your still life catalog. The bottom line of all of this discussion is, before you just leap in and start importing images willy-nilly into your Lightroom catalog, it's really worth the time and effort to figure out how you're going to use that Lightroom catalog in the future. Because when you have 50 or 100 or 250,000 files in your Lightroom catalog, finding any given file can become a major problem unless you have these organizational tools to get you started. And then, of course, all the text searching and labels and stars and all the rest of it that you can use to help organize. But those are not first-level organization. That's down the road a bit. It's the first order of organization that really requires the thought, because every single search will start from that point. And that's why that first order of organization is so critical.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.